Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. You might be familiar with the Islands of Milwaukee, the team of artists, volunteers, older adults, care providers, and researchers seeking to create a more connected community as we age. It's a project that features a regular question of the day, which airs on Lake Effect each Monday. Over its multi-year life, Islands aims to creatively engage older adults living alone, as well as those underconnected to their community. Tomorrow and Friday, Islands is staging a series of three street performances with a simple message: remember to see and stop for pedestrians. The performers set out to illustrate that being able to navigate city sidewalks and cross streets safely is a critical piece of everybody's safety, including older adults. WUWM's Susan Bent stopped in on one of the troupe's final rehearsals.
And the light has changed. And do you performative flourish? Triangle.
Anne Basting has built a career blending performance that reaches out to and folds in older adults, people facing issues from memory loss to isolation. Right now, she leads a cluster of mostly college performers. They've assembled on a Sunday afternoon in Mitchell Hall on the UWM campus. Some play tinkling triangles. Others hold long white PVC pipes. And then there are the flag bearers and a couple of guys hoisting what resembles black plastic trays that might have been plucked from the school cafeteria. They're 4 days away from opening performance. Basting is working out the kinks. Each performance represents a crossing of exactly 20 seconds, the time they can expect a crosswalk light to allow passage in the real world. During performance, they'll actually loop in turn three highly trafficked areas on Milwaukee's south side. They head out of the building to test their timing on the street. I nab one of the banner bearers.
I'm actually a researcher here from the UK.
From University of Exeter in the UK. Researcher Carrie Schaefer specializes in community performance.
So I'm here and observing and participating.
Schaefer learned of the project and came up with grant money to travel here. She'd arrived a week earlier. What she found most compelling, Schaefer says, and what brought her across the pond, was that Basting brings performers face-to-face with community.
So the idea is that there will be some older adults who are going to be part of these.
Yeah, yeah.
And then hopefully more people will join in who are just happen to be there on that site at the time.
I don't know how many people can realistically cross the road. I think this is one of the issues because when we were rehearsing at Cudahy, there were a group of older adults and I crossed after them. And as soon as my foot touched the ground, the light turned red. Like the walk sign turned red, so I'm not sure how many people can actually participate in the performance safely. I think the most important thing is that the older adults do cross, and that, because I think the students kind of really value being the safety barriers for them, and you know, like value supporting them across the road. That's been really important for them, and that some of the what Anne calls the specials, you know, get in amongst it and listen to what the older adults have to say. You know, I hope the city engineers and the mayor and the, you know, the elected representatives can get in there and hear directly from the older adults and experience, because once you're on that crossing and in the shoes of those people, then you understand the fear and the danger. You feel that. You don't just hear it from them. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how those older adults can influence power in that way. So, yeah. But for me, that's where the performance is, where the kernel of the performance is. So.
Unlike researcher Carrie Schaefer, student Donald Kaczynski had to audition to get in on the crossing. He's a sophomore and a theater major at UWM.
Everybody here had to audition for it. We started rehearsals around, around January, early February. That's when we started with a couple workshops, and we actually started working out on the streets about March, April.
Kaczynski says this is more than a performance to him. He can relate to how older adults feel.
And the three streets that we're working on with in Bayview, Cudahy, and St. Francis, I actually live on that side of town, so I actually know some of the fears that these pedestrians feel. Because I walk all the time. I don't drive anywhere.
Don't you?
Nope, I do not.
So tell me, what is your role in the production?
Ah, Well, I am one of two bridges among the group. We have to stay on both sides of the crosswalk, and when we raise our bridges, that's the signal for all of our poles to guard so we can get the pedestrians through safely. It took a while to actually come up with this concept. We originally came up with a concept to link arms like a human guardrail, but that didn't really work out so well, as we found out in St. Francis.
And that's because why?
People are always trying to cut through, especially because St. Francis is always a lot of right and left turns in that crosswalk specifically. So we had to go back to the drawing board with the objects with the bridges, the guardrails, the signs, and playful triangles as we go through the street.
Even on a Sunday afternoon, and at not a very busy intersection, drivers plow along as the performers go through their 20-second performance slots. James Hart is an observer for the first time, too, but he has a connection to the production. He's part of the national group Sojourn Theater, whose members are spread around the country. It's not the first time it has collaborated with Ann Basting. This, however, is a brand new performance experience for Hart.
I mean, I've attempted to do theater in really odd, weird spaces, but never with motor vehicles, you know, moving motor vehicles and like the not just the potential, like the actual danger. I mean, there is actual danger, so it's extremely challenging. You know, I think it's a really cool challenge in that regard. And these guys have got a really great start on it, but I feel like it needs a little something more here.
He wants the performers to have 100% more fun, and Basting couldn't agree more.
We're inviting the crossers to be part of a performance, and it should be so memorable and fun for them. Not just, like, the release of fear for the first time of crossing an intersection, which it probably will be. Like, oh my God, I don't have to worry about this car because there's this giant PVC pipe, like, blocking off the car.
She says her troupe is just now prepared to let down their guard and have some fun with the performance.
I think it's taken us this long to get over, to move beyond fear, to get to funny.
As James Hart begins to play with the troupe, drawing out the fun potential of each 20-second performance opportunity, British researcher Carrie Schaefer shares her view on the crossing's potential.
I hope that it grows from these three crossings and that it kind of spreads around the city and that people pick it up and do it themselves. So start raising sort of broader awareness. And it would be great if it went right through to getting a decent public transport system in Milwaukee. And if it broke down some of the segregation in the city. But, you know, at the moment it's just sort of, you know, I mean, people are in cars. They have to, you know, that's the only way you can kind of really get around this big city. So at least if it doesn't kind of change that in some way, can it just make people more aware that walking is also really good for you and you need to give way to walkers as a driver so that people can coexist, cars and walkers and drivers can coexist a little bit better.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bumps.
We're good.
The Crossing's performances are tomorrow at KK Logan and Russell, Friday morning at St. Francis and KK, and Friday afternoon at Packard and Ramsey. WUWM Susan Bentz visited a rehearsal for the performances, which are part of the Islands of Milwaukee project. Finally, today we've been featuring the work of some local poets during April, National Poetry Month. As the month wraps up, we hear today from Stephen Anderson, his poem called At the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee.
Something tells me that the little man in striped short sleeves and a Sears tie could really cut loose with a wild, wailing boogie-woogie on that awesome Kimball concert organ on stage down at the Oriental Theater. Instead of the take-me-out-to-the-ball-game true blue schmaltz, he's probably told to play before the previews come on. Not that there's anything patently wrong with his standard repertoire, but that magnificent organ has got to be capable of so much more, as I'm sure the man is. Watching him play, I can imagine him suddenly exploding into a Ray Charles or, hell, even a Jerry Lee Lewis rocking rendition in which he shakes the sleepy popcorn-eating, soda-swilling place up a bit. maybe even bringing those exotic moldings and fixtures to life before the main feature sparkles from the screen. And so, every time I'm sitting there waiting for the big screen fare, I'll imagine how nice it would be if he could, just once, snap out of the corral he's in, out of all that's been constrained inside, and make Hulk-like all that stuff barely breathing there.
Stephen Anderson reading at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee. Anderson is an award-winning Milwaukee poet whose work has appeared in numerous print and online journals. He's author of several books, including the poetry collection Portals and Piers. That is the Wednesday edition of Lake Effect. Tomorrow on the show, the French ambassador to the United States talks about shared interests in the world's hotspots and the importance of links between Wisconsin and France. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.